intact. We have to call two numbers to each. So send two wires about what he's getting on the evening. We're looking a lot of time to use over the last year. Practically 3 or 4 a week has been making the press. One of the most interesting ones was one in August 1954, which came down on Hampstead Heath in London and hovered over the lake 2 feet in the air, and it was seen by 4 piggy boys. Piggy boys were those juvenile delinquents who wear funny clothes, by the way. They were apparently stealing fish from the lake at about 3 in the morning when this thing came right up to them and really scared them. I interviewed them quite some length, and I'm convinced that they were telling the truth because really they were too unintelligent to have invented the story. We also had a landing on a Roman estate down in the southern part of England, and the saucer, which sounded in detail exactly like the Minka saucer mentioned in Flying Saucers that landed, that one that came down in Germany with a pallet on top. One very like it came down on this estate and knocked the royal gardener off his bicycle. And the sort of this little green ray paralyzed and held him against the ground, evidently for his own protection, until he could get away. And the parrot on top attracted. There was a man standing there. The man looked at the gardener, and then the parrot went up again, and off the thing went. Well, I didn't get that story firsthand. It hasn't been published, and these days we can't reveal who and where, but I'm hoping one day those responsible, or rather those concerned, that the astronomers waking up a bit in England, for a very fine sighting made by Harold Hill, who is a member of the British Astronomical Association for 20 years. He watched what he thinks was a mothership and 20 or 30 scout ships going in and out of it last July. July 1954, rather. Hill watched it, I believe, for 25 minutes through his 12-inch telescope. And all the details of it are now with the Wigan Flying Saucer Club. He made a very long report, about 4 pages, and he also made a tape. The report is more concise than the tape. He sent, of course, an immediate report to the British Astronomical Association, who didn't even acknowledge it. They were so horrified and disgusted. We had a fine report from a W. Oliver in Southampton, May 1954. Using his 3-inch telescope, he saw 18 stone scout ships crossing the moon. He counted 5 lighted windows in each one, and he watched them for about 17 minutes, calling in great detail using a 400 power eyepiece. Details of both those sightings appear in the World Science Review of 9th of February 1955, and also in the third issue, the third or the second issue, I think it's in the third issue of the Flying Saucer Review, published by Flying Saucer Services Limited, 1 Doughty Street, London, WC1. The Flying Saucer Review, 1 Doughty Street, London, WC1. Very good, professionally published magazine. No doubt you do get it. I have been talking to quite important officials in England, and I've noticed that some people, I know at least 2 ministers of cabinet rank, who are completely convinced that these are from out of space, that as they tell me, they dare not make a public statement yet because they feel they would lose their job. They don't believe the public is ready for it. Whether they're true or not, I'm not quite sure. I certainly think the public would go a lot further than the government give them credit for. There's certainly going to be very great developments in the next few years that are really going to shake a lot of people and do our planet a lot of good. Again, it will depend on how people here react to the information that will be coming. Also, that it caused so much controversy, the free body sponsor photographed by a Dempsey, that has turned up again. It was photographed near Birmingham in England by a boy at about 16, just happened to hover near the end of his garden, and he got a photo of it. I went up with some BBC officials, we interviewed him, we were all quite convinced he was telling the truth. We interviewed his family, we examined the photo, undoubtedly it's not a fake. It was also reported by a schoolmaster and a group, and a postman, I think, who made a sketch of it, came quite low, and they were able to see that rather peculiar and obvious underside, those three balls. RAF pilots have been making quite a number of sightings, and in its slow way, in England, things are progressing. We have a lot of help, of course, from people like our Chief Marshal, Lord Dowding, who not only has published articles stating we're from outer space, but he's actually chairman of the Tunbridge Wells Flying Saucer Group, which he started last week. I had an interview with Dr. Donald Lenz in Harvard, which was quite enlightening because he informed me that certainly saucers didn't exist, and all the evidence I presented to him from other astronomers. Astronomers, mind you, probably use a telescope much more than he does, because most of these people don't look for a telescope anymore. He just waved away that they'd seen birds, they didn't know what they were seeing, their telescope was back to some. So I realized my own satisfaction that he had a completely closed mind, there was no good even trying to argue. Anyway, those people will fall by the wayside, and they have done, because this closed scientific mind is not scientific. Scientists have to take all the facts. He cannot just pick and choose which facts he will accept. Anything that is a fact, he must take and consider.